This is
For a Better Life.
For a Better Life.
فرمود باعث تو لأتمم مكارم الأخلاق.
The Holy Prophet of Islam says, I have been sent to complete noble manners.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم dear listeners from all around the world. Welcome back to IRIB English Radio. You are listening to the program For a Better Life. I am Beta, and once again I have the honor to be at your service as the narrator of today's episode. And I'm here to share my experience and whatever I've learned up to here with you, and learn so many things from you too. So dear listeners, thank you for being with me at this program. In this episode specifically, we're going to talk about the miracle of Holy Quran in our world, in our life. If we are living in a world full of materialistic point of view, and if you tell someone, for example, to recite Holy Quran for your heart to be calmed down, they may feel like, okay, you know, I have so many other problems to deal with. I have to do this, to do that. And, you know, I have children that I have to support them. And, you know, so many problems that are completely natural. But this spiritual part in our life is missing. Unfortunately, it will lead to a catastrophe. It will lead to a really, really bad phenomenon. That we are seeing the result and consequence of this ignorance and neglecting that we have towards the spiritual aspect of our life. And one of the consequences, which is a kind of common disorder in everyone, is depression. So let's go for more clarification of our topic of today, the Holy Quran, the miracle of Holy Quran. The glorious Quran is a book whose verses are firmly arranged and distinguished from the all-wise, the all-aware. So there is no doubt that Holy Quran is the word of Allah Almighty Himself. And Allah Almighty has revealed to His servant and messenger, peace be upon him, that he may be a warner to the worlds. So the glorious Quran is Allah's eternal message, His clear testimony, final argument, and undeniable proof in His eternal living miracle, which is given to the last of His messengers and the best of His creatures, Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. As an evidence verifying His prophethood, a proof of His actual apostleship, and a light guiding mankind to the religion of Allah, and a guide leading towards the right path. So we get to this point that the Holy Quran is an important and essential and vital part of everybody's life in order to have a better lifestyle, in order to have a better life. Let's keep it here. We're going to go for a short break, then we're going to come back. Stay tuned, dear listeners.
Your mercy, Your love is all I need.
Your love is all I need.
All I need.
Your love is all I need.
All I need.
Your love is all I need.
All I need.
Your love is all I need.
Oh, 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 oh.
Your love is all I need. To be all I can be. And I know that you see how much you need to me. You need to me, 'cause your love is all I need to be all I can be. I can be. And I know that you see how much you mean to me.
Your love is all I need.
Welcome back, dear listeners. This is IRIB English Radio for a Better Life. Talking more about the miracle of Holy Quran. We have so many verses in Quran that put their emphasis on this important factor that no one can bring any book even close to the book of Holy Quran. So let's have this verse. If you be in doubt about what we have sent down to our servant Muhammad, peace be upon him, then produce a chapter like it, and call your witnesses other than Allah, if you be truthful. This booklet, this living miracle that we are talking about, which is Holy Quran, is the miracle of all times. It's not something like temporary that is going to last only for a decade or more or less. It's for all people during all the history till the time of reappearance of our Imam. So we get to this point that we need Holy Quran. And Holy Quran is the only guideline, is the only book that we have to refer, we can refer to in order to have a better life. And many Muslims seem unaware of the potential of the Quran. It is usually read every day without fail, but its content is frequently neglected in our reading. Unfortunately, most of the time, we are so much busy with the fact that we are reciting Holy Quran as a habit that we forget the content and the real meaning of this book. And you know, the Quran reading to the average Muslim today is a formal or traditional custom to which he adheres because of social obligations. It is read in the funeral ceremonies or at the opening of meetings, despite the fact sometimes these meetings may be, you know, against Islam. So it's becoming a ritual, not something that we have to focus on or we have to think of. So, the Quran is losing ground in the lives of Muslims because of lack of comprehension or misunderstanding. This dangerous trend has been, you know, devised by the enemies of Islam, and the same people have begun to battle the Quran and cast doubts on its authenticity and glory. Let's go for a short break, then we're going to come back talking more about this neglecting of Holy Quran in nowadays life of people. IRB English Radio, for a better life, we are talking about the miracle of Holy Quran, the living miracle. So up to now, we can draw this conclusion that for so many reasons, the book of Holy Quran is being neglected in the life of Muslims of today's world. We are forgetting the content of this miracle in our life. So let's talk about the concept of miracle. Every prophet is granted the power of performing miracles in order to give proof of the authenticity of his message that is proceeds in fact from the creator of the universe. A miracle is an act that cannot be performed by the aid of a learning and practice. So miracles must conform to the mentality of the society in which a prophet is sent. Hence, the miracle of Moses, peace be upon him, was magic because of the atmosphere of that time, it was kind of expertise in magic and so on. Jesus, peace be upon him, cured the people from death and blind from birth. So, and all of these miracles, for sure, was by the will of Allah Almighty. This kind of miracle appealed because his society expected such act as proof of prophethood. Similarly, our prophet emerged amongst the Arabs who were experts in language and literature and challenged them in their own art. And this is the beauty of the miracle of Holy Quran. Actually, to wrap up the things that we talked in this episode, I have to tell you that, first of all, we have to understand and be aware of this sad fact that we are neglecting Holy Quran in everyday's life. And we are using it as a ritual instead of just studying Holy Quran as a book that we have to focus on. We have to think deep and deep on every word, every phrase, and every verse of this holy book. So in order to have a better life, we need to put and divide a specific time for reciting Holy Quran, and not only reciting it by habit, but also thinking on every little part of this book. So dear listeners, thank you for listening to me. I bid you farewell. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Every grain of sand in every desert land, he knows. Every shade of palm, every closed hand, he knows.
sparkling tear on every eyelash.
He knows
every thought I have and every word I share.